Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the CC Radio Podcast.
You all know we love us a bit of Dumbledore. For real though, you know we're both insane Harry Potter fans. So it's about time we did another episode which delves into the magical world of Harry Potter. That's right guys, it's time to discuss Fantastic Beasts and possibly some of the not so fantastic storylines we could see unfold in the future. I'm Amy Patterson.
And I'm Rachel Webb, and this week we're fangirling over Fantastic Beasts and where are they going?
That is the question on everybody's lips at the moment. Look, this isn't an episode hating on Fantastic Beasts by any means.
Except
right?
that it is.
Everybody's triggered now. Yeah. I love these movies. I really do. Mm-hmm. Right? And I love the mm-hmm. world that they build. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely some problems here. And I can foresee some definite problems in the future.
Yeah.
And I know you also have a list that's probably 1,000 points long.
It's actually not. It's only like 4 points long and it's basically the same as your points, but there were a couple of things, you know, that maybe I can, whatever.
Okay. We'll see what a guy, we wing it. This is what we do.
Yeah, this is what we do.
All right, great. That's what we do. I don't really know where they're going with a lot of points, but no. I just want to touch on one thing before we get into some of those points, which we've discussed previously in length, right?
Yeah.
In depth, shall I say. One of the two, length and depth, both. Yeah. And that's Hot Dumbledore.
Yeah, what? Dumbledore.
Yumbledore. That's a good one too.
Thank you.
I'm adding these to all my hashtags, right?
Yeah.
Hashtag Yumbledore. So I know there's been a lot of conspiracy theories on the internet about this Hot Dumbledore situation, right?
Mm.
Because there's definitely not enough time for him to become old Dumbledore, right?
Okay.
I don't give a fuck though. I'm all about Hot Dumbledore.
I'm all about it.
Right? So I've kind of turned a blind eye to that. But when I was making this list, I was doing a little bit of Googling because I'm like, what's the world thinking about this, right? Mm. And this is something that came up, like the fact that, you know, I think something that a lot of people had an issue with in the second movie, The Crimes of Grindelwald, was the movie was less about Newt and his adventures and more about Dumbledore and sort of his family and all that kind of stuff, which people seem to have an issue with, but I actually didn't mind.
I didn't mind that at all. I think that Fantastic Beasts was a great return to the Potter world.
Mm-hmm.
It was great to see the American side of things. It was great to see a world of magic that is not Hogwarts and, you know, Europe and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there's only so far that they can go with a character who hasn't been fleshed out.
Mm.
So, you know, you can follow Newt around and he can be catching animals or whatever it is that
catching
he's
Pokemon.
Doing.
Yeah,
you've got to catch them all.
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, you do need a story. You do need a plot. And it was always the intention, I believe, to have this subplot become the main plot, because otherwise they wouldn't have bothered to put Grindelwald in the first place, and they wouldn't have bothered to mention the obscurus type
all of them things
creature,
which
from day dot has sparked a lot of discussion about the Dumbledores.
Yes.
So,
you know what? Fight me on it. I love it. Yeah. Because something that, you know, from the Harry Potter movies themselves, books, let's be honest here, they're books.
Yeah.
That's something that we don't really know a lot about. Like, you know, Dumbledore's family's kind of discussed a little bit, but it's not discussed in depth.
Quite towards the end.
Yeah. When you're like grown up now and you're reading the last book and you're like, I wonder where he came from. Like you start asking those questions.
Mm.
So there's a couple of those sort of pointers in there, but I kind of really enjoy seeing it tied to the Harry Potter world.
Absolutely.
It's like, you know, an old friend coming back.
An old friend, you know, and there was, you know, and even Leta Lestrange, who is a character, you know, just hearing those names that we are familiar with, Lestrange, we're familiar with it, Grindelwald, familiar with it. Dumbledore, familiar with it.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It is.
It's nice to have that. There's no point in making a spin-off if you're not going to
tie them together.
Tie them. Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess this spin-off is quite a good one because you've got the cute little monsters and you got the big things. And, you know, they're things you definitely did not see in the Harry Potter books, right? We saw, you know, some things like Buckbeak and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And anything that Hagrid sort of brought along for class, you know, for show and tell.
Which were mostly dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because bless him.
Yeah.
We love that's Hagrid.
You know, but the things like dragons and stuff that we know about.
Yes.
But this kind of focuses more on weird creatures that don't actually exist but I kind of love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that was my sort of good point where I was like, let's just all remember that there is some good in this.
There's amazing stuff in it. I think it's great. And if you even if you're just into the whole like politics of the magical world as well, it's great to see it from the American side.
Yeah, I really enjoy that.
Like, to see how they interact with nomadges.
And all the, you know, the different school names and all that kind of stuff. And things that.
Oh, do you have an American house?
I do.
Do you remember what it is?
No.
I'm a Thunderbird.
I really don't know what I am.
Do you have your Potter?
No, because I got a new phone last month and I haven't downloaded
it.
Guys, watch this space next week. I will tell you.
Yeah, you need to tell me because I'm a Thunderbird because we are both Ravenclaws.
We are definitely both Ravenclaws.
Yeah. I want to know if we're also both Thunderbirds.
Okay. To be continued.
Okay.
We will have a segment. Segment?
A segment.
Oh, I'm all over the shop today, guys. We'll have a segment next episode about where we discuss this briefly.
Okay.
Okay. Now, getting into the nitty gritty.
Yes.
I've got some real issues with some of the things that have happened. I'm going to leave the big one for last because I know that it's probably going to be on our list.
I'm closing my eyes because I'm really upset already. But go on.
One that I want to start with is just the whole Queenie and Jacob situation. And Queenie in general, I know I know that like being a Legilimens, there's a lot of issues that she must be facing, but like what is wrong with her?
Look, I don't understand how her character turned on its head.
No.
It's like Khaleesi
all over again. She's going to blow up a city.
Exactly.
The bells are going to ring and she's going to kill everyone.
That's what it is. Oh my God, I can't believe I didn't make that connection myself, but I just couldn't – when I watched The Crimes of Grindelwald, I was like, the fuck happened to Queenie?
Yeah. Who is this bitch?
Who is she? That's not Queenie.
No.
Because well, who are you? What have you done with her?
She was like this lovable character that, you know, she was a bit loopy and a bit kooky, right?
Yeah.
But we were like, she's harmless and she's also good for – like, bring her along. Let's go for a ride.
Let's go, yeah.
And then we see in the second movie, you know, she's –
and she's drugging Jacob for starters. And then she's like so crazy obsessed with love and being loved that she gets drawn in by what is essentially a cult leader of Grindelwald. And all of a sudden she's bad guy.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Her theme tune is just Billie Eilish, bad guy now. Yeah. Like that's her walking down the street. Exactly. So I don't really know what the plan is here.
I feel like Queenie needs a redemption and a damn good explanation because that is how to butcher a character 101 right there.
And I'm sorry, but if the explanation is I just wanted to be loved and I wanted everyone to let me love you, that's not good
enough. That's not good enough.
No, because if you really loved somebody, you'd be like, you know what, fuck all of y'all.
Yeah, I'm going off with the man I love. Not fuck all y'all, I'm going with Grindelwald.
And we're
going to
kill all these people.
We're going to kill all the people. It doesn't make sense.
So that's a pet peeve I have because I feel like her character could be something so powerful, like, you know, having the skill that she has, you know, to be able to read people's minds and all that kind of stuff. It's something that they could definitely have used in a much better fashion, I think.
I think so too. Do you think that perhaps that they did this because it's given it more personal stakes for Newt and Tina?
Maybe. To make them more attached to the situation.
To the situation.
Particularly Tina, maybe. Particularly because she was quite cold in the second movie. I mean,
really
she's
cold.
She's cold in general, but like,
you know. She ramped it up.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I don't really know where she's going either. And I don't really know where her, like, I know where her and Newt are going.
Yeah, obviously.
Like, right?
Yeah.
But I just don't know how they get
how
there.
How they're going to get there.
Like, it's just in a weird space right now.
Yeah, they did. I think they really dropped the ball. You know how you were saying that people were disappointed that it didn't focus so much on Newt and Tina and all of them? I think they really dropped the ball there. Mm-hmm. I did really love the focus on Dumbledore and Grindelwald and all of that, but I think that they super dropped the ball with the characters they introduced us to in the first place. It's like, bro, what about these guys?
Yeah, we still need to know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And like everyone loves Newt. He's that lovable weirdo that, you know, we definitely want to see more of. And, you know, he essentially saves the day and all this kind of stuff. And then
he's,
it's just,
he's our lovable Hufflepuff hero.
Exactly.
You know?
Cutie. So, yeah, those two sort of relationships and what comes with them, I don't really know. And, I mean, what was the point of going through all that turmoil of, you know, Jacob being, you know, obliterated?
Obliterated, yeah.
And then
he's not.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Like, how does that even work?
Did they explain that?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
I mean, it has been a little while since I've watched the episode, so possibly the episode.
The movie.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
You know what I'm talking about. So I don't know if it is, but maybe I'll rewatch that. But I just don't know. I get a weird vibe about the whole situation.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
There you go. That's one of mine. I've got that off my chest. Now you may go with one of yours.
Okay. Well, I want to bring up this whole thing with Leta Lestrange, Newt's brother and Newt.
Yeah.
Which was like thrown in there. It was introduced in the first film, the Leta.
Yep.
She's gone now.
Yeah, she did.
But what was that?
Yeah, why did we focus so much on that?
Like, on her and the fact that, you know, she swapped her brother's her brother on the boat, which was supposed to be the Titanic, I think.
Mm.
And there was this whole dynamic between the love triangle, and it's left this huge unanswered question of what happened, because we saw, you know, they're carving their names in a tree together, Newt and Leta, and then all of a sudden she's engaged to the brother.
Mm.
And then when, you know, the way that they framed it when she, you know, sacrifices herself or whatever it is, she says, "I love you," and it's framed in a way that she could be speaking to either of them. And, well, okay, well, then what was the point of all that? Just tell me what happened, bro.
Yeah, just be clear.
Just be clear about what's going on, because you're introducing too many subplots and not tying any of them up.
No, not at all. And, I mean, then you've got poor Tina just standing over to the side like, oh, well.
I'll just stand here. My sister's gone insane.
Yeah.
My boyfriend's got the fiance of his brother over there.
Yeah. Everyone's just living their best life except Tina. Because I think, like, in this movie, Tina is by herself a lot, you know, investigating, being the Sherlock Holmes of whatever the world.
She's great, by the way.
She is. She's a great character.
Yeah.
But, you know, she spends half the movie thinking that Newt is engaged to somebody else.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of this could just be closed out if a conversation was just had and been like, hey.
Mate, we've spoken about this today. At length.
We have.
Yeah.
If
conversations.
Just have them.
Just have them. If you have an issue, grab a tissue and have a conversation.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With somebody.
Exactly.
It will solve all.
Yeah, it will. And, yeah, don't be a jackass. That's another thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't really know why we went through that whole roller coaster of a ride.
I guess either.
It sort of told us then that Credence wasn't the brother that we were looking for.
But he is a brother, allegedly.
Oh, my God. We'll get to that.
I'm so mad.
Okay. Right. Well, that's that. Let's move past that. Nagini.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've spoken about Nagini in a sense of that it's Voldemort's penis.
Yeah. we're funny.
Nagini. This is my Nagini. Anyway, so Nagini, yeah, interesting.
Mm.
Strange.
Yes.
Controversial.
Very.
I don't hate it.
No, I kind of like it a lot.
Yeah.
I just.
Nagini was never an ordinary snake.
No.
So it makes total sense that this is Maledictus. Mm-hmm. That's what, God,
you
yes,
got it.
Me and my gnomes. I'm so good at this.
We're on fire today.
Oh, my God. So it makes sense that Nagini is a Maledictus that mm-hmm. has, you know, taken that permanent form of the animal and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I don't
send to yourself.
I don't quite understand the controversy, and I might ruffle a few feathers here. Mm-hmm. And you ruffle. Know, you can turn around and say it's because I'm not Asian. I actually don't care. Mm. I am from a minority, so mm-hmm. you know, fight me mm. on it. And where I'm from, I don't get representation fucking anywhere. Mm. So find me a Mauritian character anywhere. I dare you. I dare you to find me a Mauritian character. So yeah, I don't really get it that they're like, oh, you know, finally they introduce an Asian, but fucking Cho Chang for starters,
exactly,
who was Harry Potter's love interest, who is like the hero of the world.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just relax. Yeah, everybody Ravenclaw. Needs to relax.
Ravenclaw.
Represent.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a bit weirded out by that. I feel like that sort of discussion has had a lot about films in general.
Yeah.
In this day and age, and it's just, you know.
Sometimes I think we need to calm down.
Yeah, you need to calm, like the Tay-Tay song. Tay-Tay song. You know, Tay-Tay she preach. She speaks the truth, that woman.
Sometimes.
Yeah, okay. Not all the time.
Let's bit of a snake. Bit of a Nagini herself.
Nagini. Ooh. Mm. No, I agree with you. Like there was a lot, I think, and the thing that annoys me with this kind of stuff is a lot of that discussion, you know, that's fine. Have the discussion. I don't care. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Mm.
However, don't let it overshadow, you know, that this film.
The art.
The art, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't let it take away from the fact that, you know, this is a killer storyline to be introducing.
Yeah.
Like it's really probably one of the best origin type stories I've seen
yeah.
in a long time. And it came out of nowhere.
I mean, I was shooketh.
Yeah. And I couldn't imagine.
When I saw the trailer and she like, and I was like, it's Nagini.
I know.
I was so excited. So excited. And then the world, you know.
Revolted.
Revolted. And I just, whatever.
Yeah. Sometimes it does. Guys,
don't spoil it for me.
Exactly. But I mean, the whole Nagini thing, I'm really interested to see how she turns into Voldemort's penis.
Yeah, because she was. So she was on the good side.
She's a goodie.
Of the fight. She was at Hogwarts, right?
Mm, and now she, and then she's a baddie. And,
but then she's one of the ultimate baddies.
Yeah.
She gets her head chopped off by Neville.
Yeah, she's turned into a Horcrux, you know, like.
Yeah.
How does that all happen? I'm really interested
I'm
to
really
see
really interested.
And I hope we get some closure on that because otherwise I'll be pissed.
Yeah, I'm fearful that this will end with the confrontation at Nurmengard between Grindelwald and Dumbledore and we'll get nothing else.
Yeah. Look. We'll be positive for now.
Sure.
Okay. Shall we talk about the elephant in the room?
Yeah. Credence.
Yeah. Look, I'm not about it.
I'm not about it.
I really just feel like they were like, fuck, 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 fuck. We need to magic. Oh, they're brothers.
Did they forget that J.K. Rowling has created an entire universe and family trees and shit?
Yeah.
Because there is no other Dumbledore brother. Mm-mm. There's no other brother.
No. There's not even another brother from another mother, like well, nothing.
I did read a theory here.
Mm.
I read a theory. I've read two different theories.
Okay.
One of them being that because Dumbledore's father was sent to jail for attacking the Muggles who attacked Ariana and all of that.
Yep.
So there's the theory that this is a half brother,
right, from his prison days.
No, from the mother.
Oh.
Because he was in prison.
Right, I get where you're going.
But I'm not 100% convinced on that.
Yeah.
The thing that I read and I was like, oh, that could work.
Mm-hmm. Enlighten
is that,
me.
Okay, a lot of people have theorized that Ariana was an Obscurial.
Yep.
And I think that that's 100% correct.
Definitely.
The way that it was described and everything, it fits.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Grindelwald is lying, for starters, and manipulating Credence, that he's not actually
a Dumbledore.
Aurelius Dumbledore. Here I go with the names again. I'm so good with this.
On fire.
I have not watched these movies in so
long. We've been so good with names in the past. Can I just say?
Yeah.
Maybe the last two episodes. I'm sure I've forgotten some. Yeah. But I feel like we've been on a good
I think we've been on record. A roll. Maybe it's because we're just not thinking about it too yeah, much.
We're just winging it.
We're just winging it.
We literally have no show notes.
We've
guys.
Got nothing. Like we've got what we say at the end.
And we always scroll to it. We're like, fuck. Anyway, tangent.
Yes. Okay. So that he's not actually Aurelius. Grindelwald is manipulating Credence. But the Obscurus that has attached itself to Credence is Ariana's Obscurus.
Oh, that could work.
Yeah.
And then that makes sense about the Phoenix. And
it
all
makes
that
sense
kind
about
of
the
stuff.
Phoenix.
Okay.
So I'm on board with that theory. If that is true, if that becomes truth and canon, as you say
and
in fandom. I'm okay with
damn,
that.
Damn, that is a good theory.
It's a damn good theory.
Whoever wrote, it's just J.K. Rowling, cracking her knuckles, move over.
Yeah. Hold my beer.
I think whoever has written that is onto something. And if they don't, I'm just imagining, show writers, we didn't think this through and now they're just trawling through the internet trying to find
they're going
the
to forums and message boards and whatnot. They're like, I like that idea. Yeah. Listen here, showrunners or writers.
That's a great
Listen
theory.
Listen up. This is a good one.
I would be on board with that if that is how
I would be ends. Okay with that.
Mm.
And if it's not that, they better have an explanation that is just as good.
Yes, they better. Otherwise, it's just going to be a big disappointment.
Huge disappointment. And, so many people are coming up to me, what do you think about Dumbledore's brother? What do you think about Dumbledore's brother? What do you think about it? Did y'all never think that the villain is lying?
Because that's what they do.
He's not a stand-up guy.
Mm-mm.
What makes you think he's telling the truth, y'all?
He has no reason to either, except to cause, a rift and create this tension.
He clearly wants somebody to turn against Dumbledore. He cannot fight Dumbledore directly.
Mm-mm.
Credence has all of this potential power.
Yep.
He is basically just waiting to explode with power, mm-hmm. literally mm-hmm. explode. So what can Grindelwald do when he gets his hand on somebody like Credence?
Mold him,
yep. Manipulate him. He's already in a very vulnerable position. He doesn't know who he is. He's searching for his family. Grindelwald does what any smart guy would do, any smart villain would do.
Mm.
Takes advantage of the situation, manipulates it to suit his own needs, and gets this guy to turn against his enemy that mm-hmm. he cannot fight directly because of a blood pact.
Yes.
And, Bob's your uncle.
There you go.
So he's got his plan. Little does he know that Dumbledore has the necklace with the blood pact in it.
Yes.
So I feel like that's just going to get destroyed, which is why they end up facing off at Nurmengard anyway.
Yeah. I'm interested to see how that plays out, actually, the destroying of the blood pact.
I want to see angry Dumbledore.
Yes.
I want to see
angry
furious.
Hot Jude Law.
And I want to see him heartbroken because there is that illusion that they were in a relationship in their younger days.
In their youth. Yes. That's the thing with these movies is there is so much potential. And I think maybe my brain is thinking that there's 5 movies. I don't know why I'm thinking that.
I hope there is.
I will fact check that.
Yeah.
And get back to everybody. But I'm hopeful that we will see some actual, I hate things that end on a cliffhanger and then you have to wait 7,000 years.
It's been, 2 years now?
Yeah, exactly. Okay with waiting a year. Like we discussed in a previous episode about The Witcher. I'm impatient, but I know that it's coming.
Yeah. Right? I got lots of practice with Game of Thrones.
I can only
year
imagine.
After year. And then it was that 2-year gap.
Oh,
that was rough.
Everyone suffers. But I'm just, I love the movies. Don't let anything I've said this episode deter from that. But I just really need them to get their shit together.
Yeah, the first film was great. The second film was what are you doing?
I've just left so many unanswered questions, which then causes people to question and make up their own assumptions and do all of that kind of stuff.
Exactly. And I think, perhaps if there was because there was the whole controversy of having Johnny Depp involved with it and everything like that, and then there was the whole Nagini thing and their concentration was elsewhere. That's my story. I'm sticking to it, is that they just got distracted by all the controversy and all of the PR that they had to do, know.
Well, now they've had a good long time to think on it.
Yeah.
So
they'll come back, pick your shit up.
They'll come back better than ever.
That's right.
All right. Are we done now?
I think we're done.
We could keep going. There's many things about these movies, but
yeah. I just don't I I'm so glad that we're in agreement that Grindelwald's a liar.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I don't think that I would have had to just get up and leave if you were like, but he has another secret brother. And I was goodbye, Amy.
No, fangirling's over. And I'm sorry, but if you're a true Harry Potter fan,
yes,
you would be questioning and you would not just be like, well, that's what it is.
I guess he's got a brother.
Well, I remember watching it in the cinema and I was like, fuck off. Like,
me too. I walked out and I remember Jake looked at me as if, like, what did you think? And I looked at him and I just went, no.
Yeah. And then I remember being like adamant, like while it was happening, I'm like, oh, this is horse shit. And then like the Phoenix, excuse me, I'm getting all worked up here. The Phoenix, that whole situation. And
yeah.
I can't even remember who I saw it with, but it might have been Reese. And he was like, well, but I mean, he had the Phoenix. I'm like, oh, no, there's a situation. That can be explained.
That can be explained. That's something, the Phoenix is a coincidence.
Something is happening here and it is not what you think it is.
Yeah.
Grindelwald is a liar.
He's a liar.
He's a liar. And we will be proved right when this movie is released.
Hell yeah.
Let me tell you, everyone will come back and listen to this and be like, you fuckers were right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's it for this week. We'll be back with another episode next week. But in the meantime, make sure you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes to help support the show.
And if you want to check out the other great shows on our network, head to ccradio.com.au.
And finally, make sure you join our fangirling fan group on Facebook.
That's it. As always, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Amy.
And we just fangirled.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.